Okay, I'll open Beis, wrapping down the page with two dots. Mishnah says that the Chachamim, even the Chachamim argue on Rabbi Eliezer, if you give a Moa to Chenvani, or to a Nachtam, it doesn't work. If you give it to Shar Kol Adam, it works. Or to my Shar Kol Adam, what does Shar Kol Adam mean? Amarav Balabayas means a regular person in his house. Chenamar Shmuel Balabayas. The issue is only a problem of a nachtim. The balabais is kind of like we explained in the Mishnah. This halach is only true when you're discussing a coin. So coin doesn't work with kinyan chalipin. Coin has to work with kinyan kesef. And kesef is not kind of metal. Alvo kli is kinda, but if it's discussing a kli, so kli can be used for kinya chalipin. Chalipin is kinda metaltalin. So when he gives the chervoni the kli, metaltalin says that he's kinda the kinya chalipin. He gives the kli, he gets ownership in the kikar or the wine in return. So that'll work even by case of a chervoni. Shmuel said a third qualification over here. L'shana el damer lo yischeli. Av amar lo arev li shliach shavi v'koni. If he says schele, he's saying, let's do a business deal. I want you to be kind of I want to purchase this portion in the that which you're giving to the Erev. If he says arev li, he's appointing a shliach to make the Erev for him. So then he's acting as a shliach. He'll do whatever he has to do to be his shliach. Of a kli, it's kinyan suitor. So then it'll work with a kinyan of chalip and kinyan suitor. Balabai's precious time of Lydia, we explained before in the Mishnah why Balabai's would be different than a chenvani or a nachtam. Elder Merlot is scaly. So he tells the Nachtum or the Chedvani, Skeli, don't shabbi shlich, you make him a shlich. A kashar merchant down, it's a regular business transaction between a purchaser and a seller. Alim Omer Arevli, he said, make the error for me, shlich shabbi, he made him a shlich. Visam chadaiti. And now, remember Rashi learned in the Mishnah, the problem was that the purchaser, knowing that money is in China, didn't trust the makta to be makta to him, and therefore he never really was makta him the money. So the money still belongs to the lekeach, and then the moicher is taking the money of the lekeach shalom daita and making an heir for him. But over here, shalom daita, he does feel confident that the moicher will do it for him because he made him a shliach. The kaimel and the chazak a shliach as a shechusay. Therefore, it's not considered he's doing it shalom daito. It's considered he's doing it midaito. He's committed to what the meicher is doing. The meicher slash shliach is doing for him will happen. So he gives over the money. I trust you're going to do it. Here's the money. Do what you got to do. Okay. So Rebbe came along and said that this issue of shliach. Doesn't apply to Reuven Chatzeres. Reuven Chatzeres is to the benefit of the person, and definitely you have das to do it for his benefit. And Reuven Chuma, you need his das. Amar Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda the Amar, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Karebi Yehuda, Halacha Karebi Yehuda. V'loy Oid, furthermore, Elokom Malkam Shoshana Reb Yehuda, Be'erivin Halacha Karebi Kamosa. Whenever you have Reb Yehuda in Hilchos Erevin, we pass on like him. Okay, Amalei Rav Chana Bagdatoh, so Rav Chana from Baghdad said to Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, did Shmuel say this halacha? The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Philip and Mavi, Shnit Lakar Resubo Lechoyov, that at the beginning of Shabbos, the lechir, the car was there. In the middle of Shabbos, the lechir, the car fell down. So Rehuda says that they may continue to carry in the Mavi, even though the enclosure is no longer there. The Chacham argues, see, even over there, the Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So he says, no, be'erven amarti l'chob a little bit. When I said erven, I meant the words very specifically. I meant issues of which has to do with the eruv process. Now, which with the mechitza issue, that's a mechitza issue. Is it considered enclosed or not? That he does not, he did not say passing like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Omale Rav Acha braid the Rav Rav Ashi. So Rav Acha asked Rav Ashi, halacha, if Shmuel is saying we paskin like Rebbe Yehuda, michlal de pligi, that would indicate that there's a machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rebbe Yehuda. But the Bahama Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi, come welcome Shammah Rebbe Yehuda, emasai ubameh, b'mishnah seno, ere alala farish diricha chomim. Rebbe Yeshua Levi has a klal that whenever Rebbe Yehuda uses the words b'meh the marmurim, or emasai, he's not coming to argue, he's coming to explain. That when is this so true, this and not that. So there's no machlokes. So apparently, Shmuel holds it that not like Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi.
Mishnah Seinu is
throughout Shas.
Yeah. All Shas.
Yeah. Tosis points out that it's referring to Mishnayos as opposed to Brises. There are in Brises there are definitely places where Rebbe Yehuda is arguing, but in Mishnayos Rebbe Yehuda was saying a klal in all Mishnayos that's what that is so. Mor says, really? Vela pligi? You're telling me that the Chachamim do not argue means Rebbe Yehuda in our Mishnah is coming to explain the Chachamim and to tell me that by Rubit Chumen you need Das, by Rubit Chetzeris you don't need Das. So that the halacha of the Mishnah, where you would have a problem of Ma'arvin Lot of Shalomi Daitoi, is only a problem if they're contributing to Rubit Chumen. But if they're contributing to Rubit Chetzeris, it's not a problem. But the problem is, we know the Chumah Argonim Yehuda, because while not tonight we learned in the Mishnah before, the Toysel Leyen, if new people moved into the case where the mission says if the food ran out, so you have to replace it with new food. So if it's about replacing it for the original dwellers, you don't have to admit, you can add new food. You don't have to tell them. If however new people moved in and you're adding food to correspond to the new people who moved in, you're moisiv umezake v'tzarek loydia. But you have to inform them. And so you need das. So you see, you need das. The Mor says, "Hasam b'chatzah shebein shteim avoyis." Yes, there's a case where you need das. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree to that. If this chatzah opens into two different avoyis, so they have to decide which mavi they want to belong to. So I can't be mizaka them because it's not clear what they want. So over there, we need their input. The Mor says, "That's very nice." But the Omer Rav Shizvi, Omer Rav Chista, we had Rav Shizvi, the name Rav Chista before on that Mishnah, that Rav Chista said, "Zoyser Meres Chalukin Love Chaver of Rabbi Yehuda." From the fact that Mishnah says you need Das, it didn't say what Yehuda said. It's because the Chama argued Rabbi Yehuda, and Rav Shimon Levi is saying that's not so. The Mor says, "El Gabra Agabra Karamisa." You can't ask a stira. Rav Shimon Levi Taka argues. Clearly, Rabbi Shmuel is arguing Rabbi Chista, so I can tell you in Shmuel also. Shmuel said halacha because he holds a taka like Rabbi Chista that they argue, and he feels it necessary to paskin halacha like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shmuel Levi says there's no argument, there's nothing to paskin. Mar Saber Pligi, Mar Saber, which means Rav Shmuel, and therefore he needs to point out halacha is like your Yehuda. Mar Saber Lo Pligi, and Rav Shimon Levi says they do not argue, and therefore there's no need to point out any halacha. Gufa. So we quoted before, Rav Shimon Levi, come welcome, Shomer Rav Yehuda, Emesai, Ubameh, B'mishna Seinu, and Elul Lefarish, Tivrich HaChamim. So Rav Shimon Levi says, whatever it says, the words Emesai, or the words B'meh, the word Memurim, he's coming to explain. Rabbi Yochanan and Omar, Amasai Lefarish Ubamel Lachalik. So if he says Amasai, he's coming to explain. He's coming to Bamel is Lachalik. So the truth is, in our Mishnah says Bamel, so Rabbi Yochanan also is going to learn that Rabbi Huda is arguing. Okay. Furthermore, Kasha, Ve'emasai Lefarishu. Is that true that the phrase Amasai is coming to explain? It doesn't seem to fit with the following Mishnah. What's now? There's a Mishnah Sanhedrin. Ve'elohen Apsulon, these are the people which are possum for Edus Mirabonon. The Mishnah makes a list of four things. Hamasachik Bekuvya, people which are playing of games of dice. Umaba Ribis, people lend money for ribis. Umafriha Yoinim, people who race doves. Mesech Reshri is people which do business with produce of Shriyas, which the Torah says you shouldn't do. Okay. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Amasai. So the Tanakhama holds that Misaka Bekuvia is considered a Gazla Mirabana because of a concept called Asmachta, that a person is committing to pay, but not seriously, because he believes it won't happen, he believes he will win. So now when he loses and you ask him to pay, he never really committed to pay to make that payment, so there's an element of gazel when you accept the money. So you were gazel mirabonin. Because asmachta lo kanya, the person who's doing something relying on the fact that won't come to it, is not kind of. Rabbi Yehuda says no, but that's not the problem. The problem is asmachta is kind of. So therefore he's not a gazel. But Chazal said that if a person has no other source of income other than this, he's not being Isaac, but Yeshua Shal Adam is not doing anything which is productive, whether it's some type of manufacturing or work or even business. It's just money going back and forth, etc. He doesn't get involved in Yeshua Shal Adam. We can't trust him to understand the normal flow of how things work. He has a whole different mindset how he looks at things. He doesn't get the mindset of the normal transactions. He can't be an aide on a transaction between people when he doesn't get transactions. That's not how his mind thinks. He thinks about big gambling. It's a different problem. And Rabbi Yehuda says the word Amasai. So Amasai, according to Rishu and Levi, Amasai is coming to Farish. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Amasai is coming to Farish. Rabbi Yehuda is coming to explain the Tanakam. He's not arguing, according to them. He's coming to explain. But the problem is, there's a braisa which says, So here we have clear that Reuters is the word Amasai, which according to both Rishon Levi and Rabbi Yochanan, Amasai is coming to explain the Tanakhama. And the Brisa says clearly that the Tanakhama is not like Rabbi Yehuda. More answers. Hayhi, the Rabbi Yehuda is Amar of Tarfin. That's in the Mishnah. The Tanakhama, the Mishnah agrees to Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanakhama in the Braisa was a Tarfin Shita. So what's the issue? Is a Smachta Kaina or not? So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a Smachta is Kaina, so you can't call him a Gazel. Or, even though the Morse says that there are cases of a Smachta which is not Kaina, but at least this type of a Smachta is Kaina. So Rashi says, why is this a Smachta different than other Smachtas? Let's say an example of a smachta which is not kona. A person person that has a chayv of $1,000 and he pays back $500. So you have a dilemma what to do with the shtar. You can't give him the shtar because he still owes $500. Can't leave it by the malba because the malba might try and collect $1,000 with the shtar. So we have a granted that we put it by a third party, which the third party is aware of the circumstances, he understands that he will only allow the malba to collect another 500 from the loiva. Fine. Then the loiva says, which he doesn't have to say, this is, listen, you know, I promise I will pay the next 500 within the next month, and if I don't, you can give him back the shtar, which means, in other words, he'll collect 1,000. That's what he's saying. Give him back the shtar, he'll collect the whole 1,000. Now, what does he say? Is he saying he wants to pay $1,000? He's not saying he wants to pay $1,000. He's saying, I'm so confident that I'll pay back the other 500 the next month that I have no problem saying what I'm saying. He's not really serious. Well, who in the right mind is serious? He wants to pay $1,500 on a $1,000 loan. Right? Now, it comes at the end of the month, he didn't pay back. So it says, Asmatul Kanya. He didn't mean it. He never gave you the right to such a thing. He never meant it. But a fellow says, the Mishnah Moreh says, the sharecropper says, I'll do my work, and if I don't do my work, right, and I don't process the field properly, I'll pay you 1,000 zoos. Now, what does he say? He's saying, I want to pay you 1,000 zoos for a field which is worth 500 zoos. Work? No, he's saying, I'm so confident in my commitment that I can say such exaggerations because I know it never happened. Well, and it happened. He didn't mean it. But over here is a grashi. What's he saying? Listen, I'm so confident I'm going to win. Maybe you're going to lose. How do you know you're going to win? It's not biyadai. So grashi, those are things which are biyadai. He believes they are in his power to control. So when it's that which is biyadai, which he believes in his power to control, so he says that he obviously means it's not going to happen. But so much is not biyadai to control. How? What do you mean? I know it's not going to happen. How do you know what the roll of the dice is going to be? It's not so much as biyadai. So much of biyadai, then a smart is kind of. Then he's serious. We have no reason to touch up. He's not serious. He knows that there's a possibility he might lose, and he's committed. Sesar Rashi learns even if the Rashi and Asmata, which are not kind of, Rabbi Huda's point is such an Asmata is over here, by the case of gambling, the Asmata is kind of. Okay. But so therefore in the Mishnah, Rabbi Huda is explaining the Tanakh. Everybody knows the Smachta's Kaida. And the issue over here is not guessing with Rabbanan by Masach Bakubi. The problem is that a person who lives in the world of gambling has a strange mindset. He doesn't understand normal business transactions. Right? But there is a Tana out there which holds that a Smachta is not Kaida. Whatever it is. Who's that? It's Reb Tarfon. Either Yehuda is Omer of Tarfani, the Tana of the Braisa, which says argues of Yehuda. That's Reb Tarfon Shita. Now, what's Reb Tarfon? The Tana Omer of Yehuda Mishum Reb Tarfon. Yehuda himself quoted that Reb Tarfon said. Reb Tarfon was a contemporary of Reb Akiva, which was Reb Yehuda's. They Rabbi Huda was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva. So the generation before Rabbi Tarfon said, "Lo'el me'nechem mehem nazer fishein yiris elul haflo." So the mission says like this: that there's two people sitting, and they see somebody distance. One guy says, "If that fellow's a nazer, I'm a nazer." Someone says, "If that fellow's not a nazer, I'm a nazer." Right. Two Jews, right? Tanya's a Nazir. No, he's not a Nazir. Tanya's a Nazir. If he's a Nazir, I'm a Nazir. If he's not a Nazir, I'm a Nazir, right? Okay, good. But they come to the next somebody, found out that he's a Nazir. So, right? So one of them is a Nazir. Rabbi Tarfon says, no, neither one's a Nazir. Einachem him Nazir. Fijay Nazir says, Allah flaw, a person only makes something, only does things when he's really committed. And the back of the money says, I'm not really sure. So the same idea over here. If they die like this, I win. No, well, you're never really sure, so you're never really committed. So according to him, Asmachta is like Kaida. Sitaka holds us, it'll be Gzela. If I then collect the money from him, it's Gzela. I'm a Kim in the Masafkele, E Nozer, Eloy Nozer. As much as he's blustering, and you know, but He's coming back to money. He says, maybe I'm wrong. He knows that. He's not committed. He doesn't know whether he's going to get the dice or not. Economy means Enotzach. If he'll win the case, win the bet, well, Gemara Makni, he's not Gemara Makni.
He's committed to participating. He's committed to the game. So the other person,
but not to the payment.
Right, but the other person knows because he's committed that there's a real good shot that he may not get anything.
But both people know that.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So Reb Tarfon, we know Reb Tarfon's sheet is that a smachta, even such an smachta will not be kernel. So that's Reb Tarfon. But the Tan of the Mishnah goes like Reb Yehuda. Okay.
Yeah, it's a bit of a strange thing because the one who controls the dice is also the one that controls whether or not there's rain and whether or not the grain grows. So you spend...
The one who controls the dice is a curse worker?
Yeah.
Okay. And the one who controls the grain is... The case wasn't the grain growing. The case was him doing work.
So he spent all this time doing this work in the field.
That's not the issue. That he committed
may
to work.
Come to anything.
That
you
doesn't make a difference.
And you don't,
that,
and you don't
that,
know.
That he didn't commit to.
And you don't know. You can't know.
But that's not the issue. That wasn't... He says, if I don't do my work, I'm going to pay you. Not if I don't produce. If I don't do my work, I'm going to pay you. Do your work. I'm in control of my work. I'm not in control of the results. The case is, if I don't plow the field and I leave the field fallow, I'll pay you. That's up to me. I know that. I'm on my plans. If I don't come back, yes, theoretically, it's not my... But nobody's thinking about that. The guy says, if I don't pay back another 500 in the next 30 days, so what is he saying? He's saying, I know I have the money. I'll take care. I know it'll happen. That's what he's saying. He's not saying I want to pay you another 500 extra.
Mm-hmm.
He never meant that. But over here, these things are, you know, they're fluid. I mean, what type of control do you have over? You don't really have control over a case of dice. As Hartman says, at the end of the day, even so, with the Maisa, you don't commit to something unless you're really, really for sure. And over here, you're not, because you believe there's a good chance you'll win. That's good enough to say that you're not trying.
Well, they use such an extreme case. Gambling is such an extreme case where there's other things that are not extreme.
Right. So Tosis comes out, you know, Tosis says that really there are three madregas. There's something which is totally biyadoi, like the case over there of the planting the field. I mean, there's something which is totally biyadoi. There's something which is semi biyadoi. There's a case in Bob Metzia. Tosis brings over here a case where Reuven appoints Shimon a shliach to go and purchase wine for him. And basically the commitment is that if you don't do what your shliach is, the more discusses, does the shliach have any commitment to reimbursement? He asked him to go buy wine right now is the wine, is right after the harvest. Wine is very cheap. I'm a businessman, I want to purchase 15 barrels, 20 barrels of wine at this price, and then I'll be able to sell later in the year at a higher price. So I make you a shliach to do that. So you're committed right now to deliver for me X amount of wine at the going price right now. And you don't come through. So I have a right to be today. You listen, this was, I gave you the money for this purpose. You committed to the job. So get me the wine and get me the wine at that price. If it's going to cost you money, that's tough luck on you. Right? So the shliach commits to that. But it's an asmachta. He believes he'll go to purchase it and he'll get it. Right? He doesn't believe that he's not going to be able to do it. And then he doesn't do it. So Moore says over there that the shliach says, it wasn't really biyadi. Because even though I have the money, it doesn't mean that the person was willing to sell to me. Maybe they have other commitments. Maybe they have somebody who is a purchaser which buys every year, and they have a larger order. I don't know. It's not totally biyadi. So if it's not totally biyadi, I never really committed. So the Moore says that the idea of not being biyadi is a reason not to commit. And Rashi says being biyadi, right? And therefore, the Moor says, Asmachta Lekanya. And our Moor says, it's not biyadoi, but in the case of the dice, Asmachta Kanya. According to the Chacham. So Tosis says, there's a case which is totally not biyadoi, the dice, you have no power over it at all. Over here, listen. you believe probably you'll be successful. It's somewhat biyadai, but not totally biyadai. So the case of the field is totally biyadai, so you don't mean anything. Because obviously you're saying, I'm going to make it happen, no matter what, and therefore you never meant to be mekayem yourself. The case of... So that's biyadai legamri, so biyadai legamri, asmat lekanya. But shlo biyadai legamri, we're saying asmat lekanya. Biyadai, not biyadai, that's the more real word, so that's also not kind. Or
like an investment or something like that.
Well, it's also not koneh. The shlichut case.
The shlichut case. The Mora says. One second. The Mora says. No. The Mora says a smach. The Mora comes out. He has to pay. The Mora says a smach to kanya.
A smach to kanya.
Even though it's a case of shaloi biyadai, and shaloi biyadai, we're saying is a reason over here. Even though it's a case of biyada, the Mora says, no, that was the problem. No, the Mora says it doesn't work because it's not biyada, and not biyada makes it an asmachta, and it's not kind. Over here we're saying because it's not biyada, but the case of the dais is asmachta is kind. That was the problem. As it says, over here it's not biyada at all. Over there it's not biyada somewhat.
So three cases are where it's language of conviction.
Right.
It's not kind. It's not kind.
Because he's not really serious, right?
But when it's a shlichut case, it is...
No, the other stream, the other stream is a case where he totally is aware he has no power over it at all.
Right.
So he's aware of that, and he says it anyway, means he's committed.
Okay.
Then there's a case in the middle which that... He believes he has the ability to do it. In the back of mind, he knows it's not sure. So he says it with confidence because he believes it'll work. But at the end of the day, he's not for sure that he'll have that ability. So he's not committed.
So it's not committed. So then the person placing funds by him to perform the transaction is actually the one at risk.
Correct. I mean, he'll get his best effort, and that's it. He's not committing to be paying anything out of his pocket.
This is technical. I've heard in gambling that when you do a maisa, you're actually anteing in money. So if someone's anteing in some money, he's already doing some maisa. Is that very different than actually saying?
You're gambling for somebody, you're saying?
No, I'm saying in the rules of gambling, so I hear.
Oh, you're doing gambling for yourself.
When you put money in, you're actually... Once it's in there, you can't put your hand
you
in there and pull it out. So you're saying, I'm done with that.
I said,
gamble
my money.
Huh?
What if I gave you my money? I said, gamble my money.
I'm up to that. Yet.
I mean, that's like an investment. You go to
I'm
investment.
Than
expect,
saying,
I wouldn't call it an investment. Okay, yeah.
No, but if it isn't any time it's not, the situation's not guaranteed, you're stepping out from that. So...
You're saying every investment is a form of a gamble?
Yeah.
No.
Absolutely.
No.
It's not guaranteed.
No. Of course it is. There's sophisticated gambling. Okay. Well, yes, no, maybe it's not relevant. But there's a Kenyan. When the person invests, he acquires something, merchandise, etc. There's a Kenyan. Then either the acquisition goes up in value, acquisition goes down in value. But I acquired something. Over here, there's nothing here. Right now, there's money on the table, and there's a roll of a die. At that moment, I'm committed. I'm going to take the money and pay you. The parallel case in investments would be, if you do a good deal, I'll give you money. So then let's see whether you're a good deal or not. That would be an equivalent now. Would that be comparable to gambling or not? That's a new question. Am I really committed? I don't know whether you're doing a good deal or not. But over here, that's not the issue. Over here, there's a piece of act. I acquire something immediately, which might be valuable or not valuable.
But there exists this potential for not full value.
I understand, but that's not what the issue. A smachta is when the moment of acquisition is not now. It depends on something which will happen in the future, and I'm not sure whether that thing will happen or not. Am I committed to do something in the future? All the cases we gave were, if X happens, I will pay you $500. If X happens, I will give you the money. If you the die works with you, I will give you it's always, I'm going to give. You're going to give. I didn't commit to give, because I didn't believe it will happen. right? But whether you want to say that, you know, Wall Street is sophisticated gambling or not, you know, philosophically, maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but that's, you know, whether you're a good, whether it's healthy or addictive, I don't care, that's the point. That's not the sugya here. That's not the sugya of Asmat.
It's the sugya, though, of Enosik Yishuv Shalom.
That might be true. It might be the opposite of Yishuv Shalom. But, no, see, the point of, even over there, the point purchasing and buying and selling something, in general, creates more items in the market available for people to buy. So putting capital into something, etc., those type of things, that's that. Love is what passion would be called.
That's why people sell at no profit sometimes, just to keep things moving.
Right. Okay, let's see Rashi. Omer Shmuel, a field of Bobby Shizu Karoiso, and pay off on base. The Shabbos, the case where it fell down on Shabbos, the Mekubur of Yehuda, prepared called Gagas, Yehuda says later on, that the Bobber would turn loose the Shabbos, they remain Mutter for that Shabbos. Then he passed like that over there also. He says, no, the Erevin, Kalecha, the Arab, Behilchus, Kinea's Erev, we passed like him. But issues of Mechitza, I didn't promise anything. Gavra, Gavra, the Shmuel and Levit, Shmuel, you're discussing two different people. Shmuel, Damar Lachas, Savar Pligi, holds that Yehuda the Chomer argue. Shmuel, Savar Pligi, Shmuel and Levit holds that the Chomer not arguing. Absulam the Edis, the Kulam Gazlodim, Bidivri Hein, Hein, the Smatha, Lakanya, Migzal, Gazlodim. Since the Smatha is not Kaina, it's Exail. Bekuvia is Bei Ravon. So Bekuvia is the item, but Bei Ravon means for a commitment to collect with a collateral, means a commitment to pay something. If your bird gets there first, before my bird, they're raising pigeons. It's two shot in the Gemara, it's one shot in the Gemara. Secher Shvius, the Rechmon Amar Lo'ochlo, that the Shvius is given to eat. You can't do business with it. Because he wants to do business, and therefore he's willing to do something which is improper to make money. So al mamon for money. Russia ubatarma al toshes Russia aid. The shalvi lemora is sacred. Shvius might be posed the rice, and we're asked, so why is it in this list? That which he's committed, he's confident he's going to win. That's what he's saying. I'll pay you, believing he's not he's going to lose. No, he's saying I'll pay because he believes he's going to win. He's not going to have to pay. Well, it's a smarter, and that confidence, that being strong, that reliance, humasna. That he's saying, I'll pay you. So it's like one of these phrases, like, I'm committing to something which really I'm not really committed to. That's what the karma's happening. Rebbe holds Kanya. Well, I've got Zlonanina. It's not Gazela when you take the money. So what's the psul then? Why are they possible? Not Gazlonim. So I'll fish and Rosen, Sukin, and Shubashalalam, Kimadain, Makiran, Obekian, Matarak, Batsar, Bene Adam, and Chosim al Chavreim, and Lahavsidim Mom. So Rashi says, they don't understand the whole process of making money, not making money, you know, the whole world of work, etc. They are not sensitive to the issues that they might, you know, say, yeah, I know you, this is what happened. It's not really what happened, but he's not going to be careful with that type of thing. Come on, man. Because I had the Hainu Tanakam of the Mestizan, Alma Emma Selach, like the Chomim of the Bryce is the Tanakam of the Mishnah. Where's no, no, no. The Chomim of the Mishnah, Yehuda's explaining, they're not arguing. The Chomim of the Bryce is somebody else. He, Bryce, Mishum Rav Tarfani. Then we know Rav Tarfani has Asmat Lekag. Rav Tarfani has told us about the Lekag. Of Mestizan, like Paul and Yehuda, Adad, Tanakam, Elma Farish, the Taimei. But we have no reason to believe that the Tanakhama of the Mishnah is Reb Tarfon. The Tanakhama of the Mishnah can be explained by Rabbi Yehuda, like Rishu of Levi says, and Rabbi Yechon says. Two people sitting, they see a guy coming towards them. One of them had a ready nozer, she's a nozer. Vomer Khabera, Radi Nozer, Shane's a nozer. So says the Khamas say when the guy get closer and they find out what whether he's a nozer or not, so the one who's right becomes a nozer. Laflua, Shane Nidra Mafurish, Alavadai, Blibatar Safik. The word Laflua means it should be clear. Person only is committed to something when it's a definite thing. Now that there's a question mark waiting, in nozer oyster shabbos connected whether that person's a nozer or not. But so we also he doesn't know in nozer if he will win or not. He's not sure. Therefore, like government machter, the person of tarvin is not government machter. Okay. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda that Masach could be not possible because of Asmachta.
In general, in terms of
Asmachta. So we pass in that type of Asmachta. Again, there's three types of Asmachta, but that type of Asmachta is kind of.
Someone's like,
makdish
something. I'm
going to
makdish my whatever if this thing happens. Is that?
So the Rishonim has the kasha, every case of a tanai, L'chara has element of a smachta in it. Right. If they make a tanai, what are you saying? Well, it depends. We'll have to see what it's going to be. Right? Why isn't that a problem of a smachta? So the Rishonim in most of the cases of tanai, fit somewhere in the middle, you know, that so a Tanai which is immediate, which is kind of right now, they say there's no din of a smachta, because remember all the smachtas are if I'm saying the kid is now I'm a nas x, but it's kalam afreya, so then immediately you got something and then we'll have to see what it is. That's not a smachta. So most cases of Tanai deal with that, and it's an economy case of a Tanai which is not kind of now, it's kind of the future. The more it says that if you do a Kenyan Rebez and Chosher, there's no Dinamas Mat, because then you're saying you're really committed. So you know, you listen to a star by the Ksuba, Deloikas Mat, look at the star. We're doing it in such a way that it's a full fledged Kenyan, not a maybe. That's exactly what we're saying. We're not using that language. There's no, I'm really committed, which is equivalent to doing it in Bezen Choshev. Doing it in Bezen Choshev. Let's just start the Mishnah. Hadron Lachaloid. A Kenyan suitor. Okay, Ketzer Mishtatim Betchumen. So what about a case where I want to be Mizak as somebody else in the Tchum? He puts down a barrel of wine, whatever it is, by the where at the end of the tchum. He making a ruv tchum. This is for the members of my city. We need this because tomorrow we're going to go. There's a person in the next town over who's in a veil, and we want to go visit him on Shabbos. So whoever wants to go with me, oh, you're the base of Mishnah, or there's a celebration for a kasna. So whoever will decide to go, this is for them. But kosher kibbalah mibayoyim mutzer. Whoever decided before Shabbos to be into the Erev works. Mishatech shach, if only decided mishatech shach, osir. Shem arvi mishatech shach, it's too late. He didn't get his portion in the chavis if he only decided mishatech shach. Whoever decided he's going to rely on the Erev and go, he gets a portion of the Erev. And he's Mazaka Yachar, Okay. So Yosef says that the law is we only make a Ruvit Tchuman for mitzvah purposes. And that's why the Mishnah gave you two examples of going to the base Ovel or base Mishnah, which those are mitzvahs. My kamashulon, what's the reason? Chiddush? Tanina lachar. The Mishnah indicates that. Or the base of Mishnah. Moshe no, Matatem Urcha, the Milsa Khani Kamash Malon. Yosef points out when the Mishnah chose those examples, it was very specific. Only these have been, not just like those are just heavenly cases. Dr. Rashi, Amar Arvin, that this kula that Betzin is in tchum. So we're saying, no, you're not here, you're there. Well, there's some food out there. Then there's a tchum there for your makom shvisa. Is there? That's a kula the Chabad made because you're not really there. You're here. So actually, the Ben Yonason says, Benicham, a case of Ma'ar Baraglov, where a person went out to the end of the Chum and stood there at the beginning of Shabbos and said, I'm here. So that's the end. A person stands at the beginning of Shabbos, right? That's his Malkum, he gets 2,000 Amos. So that is even the Dvar Rishus, Ben Yonason says. But that which you're making, that I can make an Eir of the Chus of Chum by putting bread there, it's like magic. Chomer did that in the Tzarech Mitzvah. El Dvar Mitzvah. They only allowed the Dvar Mitzvah for that. Okay.